So we're going to do today the Shita of Rav Hananel, I guess, Rav Hananel Marav. So just to review, so we have so far Machlokas Tanayim, whether how many Pesukim you need. Okay, do you need 10 Pesukim? Everyone seems to be the way that the Rishon learned. Everyone says you need 10 Lachachila. But the question is do you need 10 B'di'evah? And without 10, it's Yinat Yotzei? That's the way we hold? It seems like we hold the Chum hold, Hanukkah holds that way. Or do you say that no, you Yotzei with 3? Right? So we said that, so again, just to review the basic Svara, because it's what we're proceeding on that today, is the question is what's the role of the Tem Sukkim? Is the role of the Tem Sukkim a Limud? It's like you have to really, in order to do the Bakasha of Malchus and Shofros, you have to have a Limud, a Talmud Torah about them and involve yourself in the ideas of Malchus and Shofros, so therefore you need an involvement in Pesukim. So then you really need a Zaskus in the Pesukim. It's not enough just to say 1, 2, 3, it's not enough. You have to involve yourself in a full handed manner in the thing, and then you need 10, right? Like a unit of Limud Torah. But that's where we hold. That's where Tanakam holds. But Yochanan and Uri holds that's not the idea of the Pesukim. The Pesukim is simply to give support for the idea, the fact that these are different ideas in the Torah. So once you have Lachachila, it's good to have 10. You show that it's all over the place. But even if you show that you have one Pesukim Torah, once another, one Ksuvim, it shows that the idea is frequent. And like I said, there's Gemaras that say this idea is found in the Torah, it's repeated in the Navi, and triply repeated in the Ksuvim. You know, so it shows that it's ubiquitous, it's found throughout Tanakh. So there's the more is better, but it's not Likuva. But if the concept is like an ideational involvement in the real, getting to the person's mind, the concept of Malchiyah, so then you need more of an involvement. It doesn't suffice just to have 3 Pesukim. It's not enough. Right, that's what we said so far. Okay, so now the question is, so you have this funny position. Let's look on Lamed Hamanav. Okay, Lamed Hamanav. So it says like this. Okay, so let's just look a little. I mean, we don't need the context that much, but it's like the 6th, 7th line on Lamed Hamanav. It says, "Detanya, brachos shel Rosh Hashanah shalom kippurim shliach tzibur motzi yisrael midecha basam." So in Rosh Hashanah kippurim, the shatz is motzi, shel tzibur is motzi everybody. It's motzi people that chova of masaf. The remeir, the chachamim omer kashen shel tzibur chayev kachal yachur yachur chayev. No, each and every person is chayev, right? It's not just the tzibur, the shatz is it works for everybody, but each person is chayev. So the Gemara says, Maishnahani, why would you say, why differentiate? If you tell me every other is davening, every person has to daven, why should it be specially on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah of Musaf, that all of a sudden you need shatz to be motzi everybody? Why is it set up that way? Right? So it says, Ilema Mishun Dinafishi Kroi. If you say it's because there's so many psukim, and since there's so many psukim, it's hard for a person to remember them all, and therefore the Chum just set it up that the Shiach Tzibur is motzi everybody, right? Because maybe you'll say that's what's unique about it. So many pesukim. Rashi says so many pesukim. Dika mos deika the mos v'rosh Hashanah v'rosh Chodesh u'malchios zechronos u'shofros. So you have all the pesukim of the Musaf. There's 2 Musafs because it's Rosh Chodesh and it's also Rosh Hashanah. So you have the pesukim from there, and then you also have all the pesukim of Malchios, all the zechronos, all the shofros. So so many pesukim. So therefore, maybe that's why they said a person's not going to be able to do it. So therefore they said the shatz will be motzim. It says, no, that doesn't work. Amar Rav Hanan, Amar Rav, Kivon Shamar V'schas L'chasav Leymar, Shuvin Otzarach. Once you say, V'schas L'chasav Leymar, you don't even need any more psukim. It's sufficient just to say V'schas L'chasav Leymar. You don't have to have all this psukim. So therefore, we'll see Rashi, but therefore, it can't be the reason why this story is unique is because you have so many psukim, because you don't really need all those psukim. It's like lachila, it's nice though, but you don't really need them. So therefore, that wouldn't be a reason to say that the shiach tzibur is motzi everybody. So we'll get to Rashi in a second. Elam mishum da'avshi brachos. It says, no, rather it's because there's so many brachos. There's a lot of brachos, there are long brachos, and since it's long and a lot, so that's why it's... because they're a lot and they're long. Yerashi says that people aren't experts in it, it's hard, it's complicated. So basically, it's not because there's so many psukim, but because it's the, you know, the rachas themselves are long. Okay? Those are long. Since they're long and hard, therefore people aren't going to be experts, and then I can know them, and that's why the shatz smelts everybody. Okay? So the question, though, is what was this earlier thing, right? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says like this. Ilema. Mishan nefishi kra. Oh, yeah, we read that. Kivan shas tos lakas of lema. Kilomar. Kivan shalmar nasev and akil of anecha. Kmid zlesis anecha. Kamosha kasas alinim sarasacha. And not sarachlomar kos on masafim. So Rashi learns this talking about the musafs. Okay? Which means that you say in the musaf, like you commanded us to bring, as so and so as follows, and you normally in the Musaf you quote psukim, and you actually have a list of Yom Chodesh Ashri, Echad Chodesh, whatever, you know. So it says, but that whole thing is extra. You don't absolutely need to have the pasuk. It's enough if you just say, as you commanded us in the Torah. You don't need the psukim of the Musaf. So even though there is a din of saying the psukim of the Musaf, it's not makif. It's enough not to say. You can just reference the psukim of the Musaf. Okay. So therefore, you don't have that many psukim because you don't have the Musaf. But you still have the Malchus and Malchus over us. Right? But you don't have all the muscles. Okay. What's Rashi noticeably not saying? Yeah, let's see. Let's look at the next Rashi. Elam Mishan Avshi. There are nine long brachos. Umatos. And they're confusing. The Eina Kol B'Kiyamah. The Rabbosai Mefarshim L'Hadar Ruchanan Malchus and Malchus over us. Rashi's Rebbe's said that Rav Hananel is saying is by Malchus on a Shofros, you don't need to actually say the Psukim, but it's enough just to say with the rest of the Kasa Flamer. Just to say the Pasuk says so. The Kashali, Hadalok Rabbanon, look Rav Yochanan Uri, that's not any Pilsim Yasar Malchus Vachuli. So he says, you have Machlokas in our Mishnah, which we did. That's how many Psukim of Malchus do you need? How many Psukim of Shofros, how many Psukim of Shofros do you need? And there's Machlokas, 10 or 3. Now, no one said you could have less than 3, or it was just 10 or 3. One said in Pokes and Mass, sorry, you can have less than 10. And one says, no, if you do 3, you're Yotza. But it doesn't say anywhere Yotza is 0. Right? So therefore, Rashi says that when the Gemara here says, Ruchanan al-Marav, that it's enough to say, Ruchos l'kos of Lamar, you can't possibly mean that you're Yotza with 0 psukim, Machos and Shofros, because you need 3 or you need 10. Where does 0 come from? So therefore, Rashi says it's talking about the Musaf. So talking about when you mention the Kavan Musaf, there you don't need to mention the Pesukim. Totally different thing. Totally different thing. Not really. In which case, the Sugya has absolutely nothing really to do with what we've been learning. Right? Because, obviously, for Malchus and Shofros, you need 3 or 10. Right? That's Rashi. Just to clarify the Gemara. The Gemara is saying is that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, this is, I guess, Rav Meir's position, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the way the Chazchan set up the Takana is that you're Yotze with the Chazaras HaShatz. Mm-hmm. You don't daven on your own. You're not really Yotze with your own. You don't daven on your own, you can't do it. The Yachid in general doesn't know how to daven, and therefore you rely on the Shatz. So the Gemara, but other Shmon Esrays of all year round, you have to daven personally. So the Gemara is asking, why should Rosh Hashanah be so unique that there be misaking that everyone is Yotze with the Shatz? Just let everyone daven like they always daven. So it's answering, they didn't used to have Siddurim. Like in the same, you know, people are in to read or whatever, and it wasn't. So he's saying is, so what's unique about this tefillah? So it says, oh, I'll tell you why, because there's so many psukim in the Shemon Asrei. So so many psukim, how's the guy supposed to remember all those psukim? So the Gemara says, no, but the psukim are ma'akev. Even if you leave out the psukim of the Musaf, it's still okay. So it turns out it's not that many psukim. So the Gemara says, no. So rather, it's because there's so many brachos. They're long and complicated brachos. The Malchus, the Shofros, they're long and, you know, but it's not because of the psukim of the Musaf, because the psukim of the Musaf are psukim which are in Ma'akev. That's the way Rashi's on the Gemara. I mean, it's funny, because you're not cutting out that many psukim. When you're cutting out the few psukim from the Musaf, you still have in it all the time psukim of Malchus on the Shofros. You know? Or 3 of Malchus, whatever. But that's the way Rashi's learning. The point is, Rashi's not willing to entertain the possibility that anyone says that 0 psukim is sufficient for Malchus and Zechonos and Shofros. Rashi's Rebbe's learned, and this is the way Tosus learns, is that when the Gemara is saying Sosul Kos of Lamar, it means for Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofros, it would be enough to have 0 psukim. That's what Rav Hananel Marav is saying. Tzarosachos Aleimar means that a Malchus on a Shofros, you don't even need all the Pesachim Malchus on a Shofros. It's nice, but you don't need them. That's the way you can learn the Gemara. Is that because it says the Pesachim aren't really Malchus. What do you mean the Pesachim aren't Malchus? The simple Pesachim is talking about the Pesachim of Malchus on a Shofros. So he's learning according to Rav Hanan, obviously, really, you don't need any Pesachim Malchus on a Shofros. Zero. Right? So the Rashi is saying, how could you say you could have zero psukim? But there's a machlokas tanaim about this. And these tanaim who say 10 or 3. Now Rav all of a sudden is an amora coming along and saying it's enough to have zero. Who's he like? You can't just argue on all the tanaim. So what's he saying? So where's he coming out to say that it's enough to have zero psukim? And therefore that's what Rashi rejects his rabbis and says it can't be talking about Malchus on Shofros. The punchline is, if you're a little confused, is that Rashi's saying is that for Malchus on Shofros, you need either three or at least three or ten psukim. You can't get away with zero. Okay? So let's look at Tosfos. Yilei mamisham d'nefishi pirish v'kuntres pirish v'kuntres d'ikav d'mosfei rosh chodesh v'ashana Malchus on Shofros kivin namar sosa kosov leimar kivin sham nasa nakav v'nakav 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 Lomar Makros and Mesaf, Moshem, Rabbos, the Pirish, other Hanan, Machs, and Shofros. Yakasha, the Lakrabon, the Kabir, and Nuri, the Tanay Bosimas, or Machios. Okay, that's Rashi. You just go to Rashi. Rashi rejects his rabbi. So, Rabbeinu Tam, Pirish, the Apsuke, the Machs, and Shofros guy. So, Rabbeinu Tam says, really, it is talking about Machs, and Shofros. The Hecha, the Maschil, Pligi. But it says 3 or 10. How could you say all of a sudden 0? So it says no. It's the machlokas is if you start listing psukim, and most of this is similar to what you're trying to say. So is that if you start listing psukim, then they're arguing. The lo yipchos lemarkedesle. Then they're arguing. Do you need 3? At least 3, or do you need at least 10? Avol yachal lifter arsmal legamri. There's also kasev lemar. But if you want, if instead of starting, you just want to just pot to yourself altogether by just saying, and the Pasuk says so, then that's enough. Okay? And he argues on the muscle part. I'm going to skip that part. So Rav Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam has on the surface to be a baffling position. That if you start mentioning Pesukim, you're not allowed to do less than 3 or 10. You need 3 or 10 Pesukim. But if you leave them out altogether, then that's cool. And that's okay. But the question is, what do you mean? I mean, what's the halchiyav? If the chiyav is 3 or 10, so then you should need 3 or 10. And 0 shouldn't work. And if the halchiyav is you don't need any psukim, so then why can't I do 2? Or 1? Or 7, 8, or 9?
He doesn't hold 3 or 10?
He holds that once you start, if you want to do any psukim, you have to do 3 or 10. You can't do 2. Or it's a chamim, you can't do 9 or 8 or 7. If you want to mention psukim altogether. But if you'd rather go for the easy way out and just say 0 psukim, and just say Taras Chakasov, says about Malchus in the Torah, then that's okay.
This is
okay? Yeah. He says, okay, that's what Rechon was saying. And he's saying is not arguing on Rechon and Rechon and Rechon. He's just explaining them that their whole machlokas is only assuming you want to do what you want and start. Once you start with 1, you better not stop until you get to 3 or until you get to 10. But if you just decide in the first place you're just going to do 0, okay. But again, on the surface, that sounds crazy. How could 0 be better than 1 or 2? Right? So Matt says like this, is that, let's go in the 3. Assuming the Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who holds 3, the idea of 3 is that you're saying this idea of Malchios and Shofros, and you want to express that these aren't just your own ideas, or just not unimportant ideas, but they're significant, ubiquitous ideas found throughout the Torah. So the Torah and Yom Kisuf, at least the Torah and Yom Kisuf. Better to have even more, right? To have 3 of each and to show this throughout, but 3 is the minimum. That's what Rabbi Mary holds. Okay? But the idea is that you want to show that these are ideas which are significant ideas in the Torah. So he's saying is there's 2 ways you can do it. One way is to show directly that it's significant ideas in the Torah by listening. Psukim would show it. Another way is simply by referring. By reference, you say, look, as it says in the Torah, as this idea is found in the Torah. And it's true, and it is. And I guess when Yishmael said, look, people know the Torah, and you could think it through, and later on, whatever. But you're referencing the fact that this is a foundational idea in the Torah. This idea of Malchus is found in the Torah. And in fact, it is in many, many places. Right? But What they're against is that once you start saying Kakazav Sarasach and you start listening and you only list one or two sources, or like Yonah said, you're just going to list Torah and nothing. Oh, it's not Ksuvim. It's like, once you list, there's a way you could refer to an idea. You could refer to the fact that it's found throughout the Torah, or you could start listing. But once you list, your list better be good. Don't have an incomplete list, because that already limits the idea. That limits it. Once you start saying, like you said, like I would say in a paper, so you gave the example of a bibliography about us things, like let's say you'll say, there's a vast literature on so-and-so topic, you know? Like in papers, you kind of write that in an introduction to try to make people think like it's an important topic, you know? So you say vast literature on the topic. So if you do that, so what you usually do is you have like a bunch of references. You know, you have like a little footnote, you know, a list of the references, references 7 through 27, or I don't know, whatever. It's a vast literature. So you're showing it's a vast literature. You don't say it's a vast literature and then have one reference or two references. That's not a vast literature. But you could have said there's a vast literature and not reference anything. And you expect the person, look, there is a vast literature. You're claiming there's a vast literature. It's true that there's a vast literature. You're just not citing it. But don't cite two things and say there's a vast literature. Then it's like you're contradicting yourself. You're limiting the reference and the significance of the idea by saying vast and then only citing two things. Exactly. When you say zero, you're saying, listen, there is a vast, this is throughout, this idea is in the Torah. And it's true, and you're bringing to mind the fact that this is a central idea in the Torah. So that's the main idea is that you bring to mind, before you ask about it, the fact that this is a significant theme to the Torah. Now, that's again, that's why it's not a problem.
People don't know every single place.
Yeah, it doesn't, exactly. It doesn't mean you have to go think every single idea in the Torah. But you have to know that when you're asking for this thing, this is a very, very significant idea in the Torah. And the way you do that is saying it's like it's in the Torah. Another way to do it is to actually start listing all the places in the Torah. But you better list. You better be good at your list. Don't make a list and only have two things. Then you give off the impression. Then when you start davening and asking for it, you think of it as a little insignificant theme. So say, like, it's found in the Torah. Where? I don't even have to say where. It's all over the place. You know, like, by just referencing it, it's sufficient. So zero.
Less is more type of
thing. Yeah, right, exactly. Less is more. Exactly. Or more is less. Right? I'm saying one or two, it's like less. Whatever, both. Right? So that's good. So that's good, right? So that's good. I think that's easier in the side of three, Rechem and Nuri. But if you say that you need 10, then we're saying it's not just an idea of referencing that it's a significant theme in the Torah. Then we're saying is you need 3 is not enough, because for reference, 3 is enough. Okay, minimally. But we're saying you need 10, because we say that the real idea is in order to make a request about Malzahn's and Shofro's abstract ideas, you have to first prepare yourself through Lima Dora, through involvement in the concepts of these ideas, through thinking of the three plays in the Torah, the Bezdin Navi, through Hizik Suvim, really engaging in a real involvement to Hisaskas in many, many sources and ideas. And that's what's Mashar, the person that really prepares them to be able to be a Mismala, to request for the thing. So that's why you need 10, and it's not enough to have 9 or 8 or 7 or 6 or 5 or 3, you know? Now what? Now 0 works? So it's harder to see how referencing a thing works if the idea is to prepare the person to Talmud Torah. A reference is good if the whole idea is just that he's aware that it's a significant idea. But if the idea of Limud, it's not just aware, it's you need to be involved in the ideas. So that's why you need 10. You need so many because you really have to fully explore the different facets of it, so to speak. By the way, I have the many psukim. So now to say 0... I mean, that sounds like it's too much. This move doesn't seem to work for 0. Okay, so maybe like this. So what's the main thing here is that the problem is that how do you just start requesting Malchus? Well, you can request about health, because you know what health is. Right? You request, but you start requesting about Malchus, God's the king, and God remembers, and God reveals himself. The problem is like, these are abstract ideas, and they're ideas that a person could even have wrong ideas about. Like, these are ideas about God, and they're high-level ideas, and a person could have an idea, you say, God remembers, as if, like, they start thinking God forgets, God remembers, and you could start, you know, God reveals himself. Like, there's danger, there are dangers in these ideas, and it's important to have these ideas clear, and not just to have the superficial idea, like, to think of God as just like a human king. Or to think of him as remembering and forget. You know, like there are mistaken notions of these things. It's not just that the highest idea is to have the full-blown, developed idea to each person on his level, and that's the greatest value, the greatest method that person can be involved in these in the tefillah. But at the very least, you want to make sure the person doesn't have a wrong idea about what these things are. You want him to get beyond just his basic intuitive idea of the thing and to realize that this is these brachos are based upon chachma, and these are things which are not just superficial notions. Okay, that you want to divest him of his wrong ideas, his basic superficial ideas in his bakasha. So it could be what Rav Chanan is saying is that in order to be yotzei, it suffices to say kasav b'sar sacha. Which means is that when you say that, you're saying is, when I say melech, it's not what I think. It's more than meets the eye. It's the malchios which the Torah is referring to, and we know the Torah is a book of chachma. So, look, have I reviewed the idea exactly, and do I know exactly what the Torah has? Have I gone through all the psukim? No, I haven't. But at the very least, you're pointing the person to a book of chachma, the Torah, which develops the idea of what malchios, what tzachronos, and what shofros are. So he doesn't have the positive limud, and he doesn't have the positive ideas, and those ideas are developed through really engaging in the Talmud Torah. But the first step of the Talmud Torah is to point him to the fact that you have to have there's a mature idea of Machios and Ozuchonos and Roshafros. Kaikos of Zohar Secha brings a person to that idea, and if you have that, then that's the minimal demand for your Bakasha to be meaningful, is that you reference the fact that the idea of Malchios is an intelligent idea of Malchios. It's an idea of Malchios based upon the book of Chachma, by the name of the Torah. You know, and the Zechonos and the Shofros. You know? That's what Rav Chanan is saying. They're arguing, assuming you want to actually positively grasp the idea, to have a better Hechsher for the Tefillah, not just to leave it at there's an idea of Chachma, but rather to actually engage in the idea and to involve yourself in the idea and see the idea directly. Then they're saying is if you do it in an incomplete manner, an imperfect manner, then you're going to miss the nuances of the idea. You're going to get a misrepresentation of the idea. Then you can't just say, oh, I know it's chachma. Because then it's like a misrepresented idea. It's like only half the idea or only the idea through the eyes of the ksuvim or the eyes of the Torah. Or whatever. So then saying 10 is the shir is that if you want to get the idea positively, and you want that your hechsher to be through the positive content of the idea, then you have to do the idea right. You have no right to, you can't fall short and stop before 10. You have to really engage in Talmud Torah. But he's saying is that if you're not going to, can't memorize the psukim or whatever it is, if you just say Kosev B'Zohar Secha, then that will be sufficient to be Mahshay for your tefillah. Because it does put you on a path. It points you in the right direction so that your tefillah is not mistaken. And that's why he's saying sufficient. It's like the first step to getting right ideas is the negation of the false attitude and false way of relating to the thing. You know, zero doesn't mean zero. Zero means you have to say, even though you have to say, because like us, it's Lamar. In other words, you have to say that the psukim, the idea of Malchios, is the idea of Malchios which is talked about in the Torah, which is the Sefer Chachma. It's not just when the first thing that comes to my mind when I say Melech, and I just picture some king sitting on a throne, or when I say Zohar, I just picture the idea of Melech. Yeah, it's a prelude. It references him to the Melech of the Torah. Now, he doesn't have the full idea, but he knows that not to think, there's more than meets the eye. He knows, don't just look at Zichronos as if you just think of, the first thing that comes to your mind. Rather, it points you to the fact that it's a Zichronos of Chachma, Zichronos of the Torah.
So then why would 1 and 2 be a problem?
So the idea is because once you do, there's two routes he holds. There's one route is basically to prepare yourself for the tefillah by saying there is an idea here, by saying it's not the false idea, not the simplistic idea, but there is an idea, without going into details, and that's minimally sufficient. Or you could actually engage in the idea and actually bring the idea to mind. But then you can't bring an insufficient, incomplete idea. Then it's like a mistake. Then you're going to have like a faulty notion, because you're going to have a halfway of an idea. That's better to have no idea, just say it's an idea of Chachma, than to have like a half of an idea. Because half of an idea, it's like it's incomplete. It's, you don't have the full picture. So the thing is, you can't do once you're saying it has to be Limud, the Limud has to be complete. But there's another way, is not to actually engage in the Limud, simply to point to the fact that it's an idea which is based upon Limud, and that also is Machshir the Gavra. It's a lesser way to be Machshir the person. You know what I mean? Look, this is a minimal level, but the Gemara is saying, if you remember the context of the Gemara, the Gemara is saying is that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, you're Yotzei through the Shatz. Right, that's what Meir is saying. You're not yotze yourself, you yotze through shatz. So it says, why? Why yotze through shatz? Why? So it says, oh, because there's too many psukim, a person can't remember them. It says, yeah, but it's enough just to say zero psukim, and say it's also because of Lamar. So you're a guy who can't remember psukim, so then fine, it will suffice for you just to say, just to reference the Torah's idea. So that's, for some people, that's what they could do. So that should be enough. So that's not enough of a reason, because a person can't memorize all the psukim, and saying it's not enough of a reason to force him not to daven himself and to have him use the shots. But rather, the Gemara therefore changes and says, no, it's not just because of the psukim, because the psukim, you're right, you could get away without the psukim. But you can't get without the brachos, the text of the brachos. It's a long brachos. They're very long and they're complicated, and people aren't experts in them. They only do once a year. You're not going to be able to do it. True, it's adjusting it a little bit. Previously, we were saying is you must have the positive idea, the full idea of malchios before you daven. You must really engage in the idea, and that's the way the chazal, the takana of the psukim are. But now we're saying it's not so much that you must have that idea. It's that the bakasha has to be an appropriate bakasha, which means it can't be a wrong bakasha. So there was two ways to make the thing an appropriate bakasha. One is to fully engage in the ideas and the whole involvement of Talmud Torah. Another way is to reference that this is not my simplistic idea, but reference it's an idea of the Torah. And then it's also an idea. I'm making use of the idea of the Torah. What's the idea of Malchios? The Torah's idea. It's like I have a box. Whatever the Torah's idea, I know the Torah's a book. Chachman Torah is a good idea. That's what I'm asking for. I'm asking for Malchios of the Torah. I'm not getting into the particulars. I'm just referencing that idea. It's not my idea, the Torah's idea. So that's sufficient. So it's not, but I think it makes sense because it's showing it's not a positive, as Ruchan Aranel's point, is saying it's not a positive demand. You have to have the highest idea. Because why do you have to have it? It's about Tefillah. It's not Talmud Torah here. But he's just saying, is he, in this area, if you just go with the flow and daven like you would daven every other tefillah, you're going to have a wrong idea. Mm-hmm. So you got to have a good, but then that's not a good tefillah. Tefillah is the wrong idea of Malchus. You daven Malchus, you have a totally wrong idea. It's not worth anything. So you have to say, you have to get out of that idea. You get an idea positively by actually getting a good idea, or by simply saying, I'm referencing the Torah's idea, not my idea. So that's also sufficient. So it's like really, I think it makes it's a little bit of an adjustment in the position, but I think it's a good one. You know, so it's different. So it turns out the explanation is different to Kuntavir Chumir and the Rabbanan, right? They're not exactly this. There's the structural idea of like the more is less type of thing, you know. So this is the same, but in the particulars of it, it ends up being different.
What did the other one say?
The other one said it's just an idea. You have to support it. Remember, you have to show that the idea is supported from psukim. So you could either support it by having at least three psukim, or you could say that it is, check out the Torah. It's in the Torah. But by having an insufficient support,
three
ends up weakening. Three is the minimum support, right? Because it's Torah and Vim Ksuf. But by saying only Torah, only Vim, it limits the support. But say zero, you're just referencing the fact that it is supported. That's sufficient. You know? Yeah. Okay, so what I'd like to do tomorrow is the Rambam. The Rambam learns, when he says the Rosh Kosov Lamar, it's enough, it means you have to have one Pasuk. At least one. He like says, Rosh Kosov Lamar, ... one Pasuk. Okay? So he's learning different. It seems, right? Okay. So I'd like to do that. And then, I think I'd like to do, there's this question, I don't know if that's going to take us all day. Then I think the next thing I want to do is on, it's basically, there's a Machlokas of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, which runs through a bunch of psukim. Is this a good pasuk? Is that a good pasuk? There's like different instances, which are questions, is what suffices for a pasuk for Malchios? What suffices for a pasuk for a Zechronos? What, you know, has like a list of different psukim. So I'd like to go through to get the Machlokas of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. There's a lot of psukim. There's a lot of examples, like five or six or seven examples of the machlokas. You could argue it's one machlokas, or you could argue it's separate. But so that's all on lamed beisim and aleph. On beisim and beis. The Mishnah is on beisim and aleph, but then the Gemara is on beis. You know, on beisim and beis. So I'd like to probably get the facts of that tomorrow. But for Svara, I guess tomorrow I'll do the Rambam. Okay. So if you're going to work on it, if you're going to prepare, I guess you could look at the Rambam. The Rambam is, I'm assuming you could find it. Let me just see. Yeah, it's Gimel Chas. And you can look at it closely. I'd like to read through the Rambam. You know, don't just say he holds by one. You either read the Lashon closely, try to really work it through. It's not that long. Gimel Chas and Shofar. Okay? All right.